Our guest in the cafe with us this morning is His Honor the Mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bellotti. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, I see that the city is moving ahead on some new requirements as far as construction of homes in Commerce.
Well, we go back a few years, at least three or so, when I was campaigning for the position. We wanted to have some type of a ordinance here that would help clean up the city and take care of some of the problems that exist in the city. So after about 3 years, we were able to hire Chip Matthews as our code enforcement officer. And of course, he's been on the job since, I guess, August, and very, very busy. And we've had over 20 structures demolished. Well, if you've driven around town, you've noticed that there's a lot of open space in town now. And a couple of the council members got to talking and realized that there were really no building codes, specific codes in Commerce. So one of the concerns has been that with all of these open lots, that somebody might come in and put up a couple of tin sheds and call it a home or something like that. So in order to try to prevent that from happening, the city council has gone through a few meetings, and we'll discuss those here in just a few minutes, and set up some specific building codes for new structures in Commerce.
Mm-hmm. And these have not existed before.
No, they haven't. And I was surprised. I was in a meeting, and I said, "You mean Commerce doesn't have any building codes?" And I was told, "No." So
wow.
We've been very lucky over the years.
Yeah, I guess so. But so these codes, and you've had this again. You've had the first reading. You'll have the second reading of this sometime in July. But these codes, presuming they go into effect, are going to basically define how homes should be built in Commerce, what the construction materials are, and so on.
Minimum standards.
Minimum standards.
It's pretty much what we're looking at. And yes, we did have a public hearing before the week or so before the June city council meeting. And so we had the public hearing, and then we had the first reading in the June council meeting. The second reading will be in the July council meeting. And after the second reading is completed, then the building codes will go into effect. That being, now once again, please note, when we were working on some of the code issues here, we were getting ready for the second reading, and some local citizens objected, so we got things put off a couple of months as we went through the process again to get that all cleared. So far, there hasn't been any objections to these new ordinances.
Yeah, and what you're talking about just a moment ago had to do with apartments and rental and rental properties.
We're talking
with the mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bellotti. Now, some of the standards here, 80% of the exterior walls of new homes must be of masonry items to include brick, glass, stucco, other approved materials. So it reads as if you're trying to get away from homes being built with a wood exterior that has to be repainted over and over again.
Less wood and less decay.
Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. And then there are specifications as to how large the houses will have to be in certain areas.
Yeah, residential zoning. Yes, in the R16 zone, that's a house of a minimum of 1,800 square feet. And we look ahead to the R10 zone. Houses must be between 1,500 and 1,800 square feet. A house built in the R7 zone then will be 1,100 to 1,500 square feet, or mm-hmm. 1,499. And then the minimum size will be the R2 zone, which will be 1,000 square feet.
So the smallest house that could be built would be 1,000 square feet.
1,000 square feet.
Yeah,
right.
Of course, and that's quite a small house by today's standards. But, of course, there's a move now afoot in the country, and I've seen one or two built in Commerce. Very, very small houses indeed.
And interestingly enough, in a 1,000 square foot house, you can put two bedrooms, bathroom. Yeah. You can make it a nice appearing house.
Well, 50 years ago or so, that was about an average size house, to tell you the truth. Yeah. So this would also allow, apparently, the city. I think a lot of people probably don't realize this. There's a grant that you can get from the Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs, or individuals can get, and tear down the old substandard house and build a new house. And this would allow that to continue. And there have been how many houses built?
I believe close to 18.
Yeah, quite a few.
And we may be looking at 18 to 20 that I'm pretty sure of in town. It's been I believe that's been about a 10-year project, too.
Right, right.
And so it's been averaging about two a year.
And as you say, as the idea is, as time goes by little, pretty steadily, you're improving the appearance of the city.
Yes, and two or three of the lots that are open or vacant at the moment have been spoken for. So we'll be seeing some new construction real soon in Commerce.
Very good. Mayor, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thanks, John Mark.
As always, Mayor of Commerce, John Bellotti, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETO.